Title: AB 1291 forces California cannabis companies to sign labor peace agreements with unions, but statute may be unconstitutional. Content: On October 12, 2019, Governor Newsom signed Assembly Bill 1291, AB 1291, into law, which requires companies to sign a so-called labor peace agreement with a union or risk losing their cannabis license, thereby strengthening already union-friendly statewide cannabis law. AB 1291 was supported and endorsed by various unions, including the United Food and Commercial Workers Western States Council, a 170,000-member branch representing thousands of cannabis workers. This bill, as well as other California statutes and local laws, signals a growing insistence by state and local regulators that employers doing business in California accept per-union requirements. However, many of these new per-union laws, including AB 1291, may be unconstitutional. The main takeaways of AB 1291 are as follows. Effective January 1, 2020, California cannabis license applicants must sign so-called labor peace agreements with a union within 60 days of their 20th hire or risk losing their cannabis license. Employers and business associations seeking to challenge AB 1291 and other similar state or local union-related ordinances are encouraged to speak with experienced labor counsel to discuss their options. Employers seeking to comply with AB 1291 and sign labor peace agreements should conduct due diligence on the labor unions they are considering entering into negotiations with. Not all unions are the same. Additionally, businesses should be thoughtful about what they agree to put into a labor peace agreement to satisfy the requirements under California's cannabis laws. For example, these agreements are frequently mistakenly referred to as neutrality agreement. Neutrality agreements typically contain a commitment from the employer to remain neutral through a union organizing campaign. In contrast, AB 1291 does not use the term neutral, ITY, and, thus, arguments can be made that strict neutrality is not required under the statute and may not need to be included in the labor peace agreement. Thus, employers should speak with experienced labor counsel before negotiating labor peace agreements with unions. Background: Since its adoption into law in 2018, the Medicinal and Adult Use of Cannabis Regulation and Safety Act, MAUCRSA, has required applicants for state cannabis licenses with 20 or more employees to provide a statement that the applicant will enter into, or demonstrate that it has already entered into, and abide by the terms of a labor peace agreement, 1 Cal. Bus, and Professor Code 26015.5, A5A. A labor peace agreement, as defined under California's cannabis laws, must contain the following commitments. At a minimum, employers shall not disrupt efforts by the union to communicate with and attempt to organize and represent the employer's employees. Employer shall give the union access at reasonable times to areas in which the employees work, for the purpose of meeting with employees to discuss their right to representation, employment rights under state law, and terms and conditions of employment, and union and its members shall not engage in picketing, work stoppages, boycotts, and any other economic interference with the employer's business. Cal Lab and Professor Code 26001, X. Effective January 1, 2020, AB 1291 requires an applicant for a state license under MAUCRSA with 20 or more employees to provide a notarized statement that the applicant will enter into, or demonstrate that it has already entered into, and abide by the terms of a labor peace agreement. If the applicant has less than 20 employees and has not yet entered into a labor peace agreement, AB 1291 requires the applicant to provide a notarized statement as a part of its application indicating that the applicant will enter into and abide by the terms of a labor peace agreement within 60 days of employing its 20th employee. By expanding the scope of the crime of perjury, AB 1291 imposes a state-mandated local program and authorizes the Bureau of Cannabis Control, the Department of Food and Agriculture, and the State Department of Public Health to revoke or suspend a license for a violation of these requirements. AB 1291 may be unconstitutional. AB 1291 poses substantial questions as to whether it is unconstitutional due to preemption by the National Labor Relations Act, NLRA, under two complementary preempt.